Thursday, Dear Ruby.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Have you seen a new feature here in the Arkadelphia paper?
Yeah, they're starting to run Beetle Bailey.
No, I mean this advice column.
Oh, is it medical?
It's letters to Dear Ruby.
Oh, me, one of them.
It's pretty good, though, now. This letter's interesting here. It says, Dear Ruby, I've been married 12 years to a very nice man. We met at a farm auction in Dirks, and we was both bidding on the same backhoe.
A backhoe?
Yeah, he's been good to me, and I put up with his odd hobbies. He collected first editions of Big Little books. He once paid $828 for a shoe off Robert E. Lee's wife's horse.
I didn't even know his wife had a horse.
Oh, yeah. His name was Thumper.
That's a rabbit's name.
But it goes on to say 18 months ago, he ran off with a fry cook from Prescott.
Well, I don't want to know her life story. What is her problem?
Well, now, I'm getting to it. His hobbies have left me broke. Can I legally sell half of his collections before the divorce? I especially want to get rid of his pre-Civil War playground slides. They're very heavy and bulky.
She can't sell his stuff if they're still married.
Well, it says, Dear Broke Person, you can do anything you want to a man these days. In a recent California case, a woman sued a well-known movie star that she had never met for half of his salary for the 5 years that she would have lived with him if he'd asked her. It was settled out of court.
These are dangerous times to live in, if you're a man.
Well, now here's another good one.
Sam, I've heard enough of that. Put that paper down now.
Dear Ruby.
Sam, a customer just come in.
I got food poisoning at work, and a company won't pay workers' compensation because they claim they're not responsible for what I bring in my lunch pail. Signed, Bent Over Double. Jesse, where did he go? He never has been interested in social work. Now, let's see, where was I? Leon, have you seen this new column in the paper, Dear Ruby? It's to help people with problems.
No, but about quit helping people anyway. They don't never thank you for it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I rescued a little old boy out of the lake and didn't get a bit of thanks.
When'd you do that? I ain't heard nothing about that.
Yesterday, me and Luther's out there crop fishing. I heard this mama yelling for help, but her little boy had fell off his float and stuff. His plastic thing with Snoopy on it.
Yeah. Well, get on with it now.
Well, I jumped in, swam about 30 yards, caught my pants on trot line, tore the heck out of him.
Did you get the boy?
Yeah, it wasn't no big problem. He's light as feather. I just swam to the bank with him.
Boy, I bet his mama was happy.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm talking about. After all that, all she said to me was, whereabouts his hat?
Where's his hat? They must be from up north. Thank you.